in Oklahoma's legislature. We've got, obviously, right to farm rolling through right now. It does look like we're getting close in that there still has to be reconciliation between House and Senate now with the Senate vote of the last few days. Give me kind of an overview of where you're at with the pork industry and where you see this thing going as we head toward a vote of the people.
Well, we think the idea and the concept behind the right to farm proposal is good, and we're supporting it as it's working through the legislature. We're going to support it as it goes to the ballot because we think it's important long term to protect agriculture in this state. Part of what this is going to do is give some protection for us as we're out trying to feed the world, that a legislature that just doesn't understand agriculture won't come in and try to tell us what crops we can raise, how we can do it, etc. Now, our opponents have been all over the map telling folks how evil this is and all the bad things that can happen. But there are a couple of things that I think are very key and should give folks some comfort or some ease, if you will, with what's going on. One of those is this bill's different than what went into North Dakota in that we included a provision for the legislature to adopt regulations, to adopt statutes, if there was a compelling state interest. And we've heard lots of talk about water and water quality and how does that fit. So I would tell you that it's pretty clear to me that clean drinking water is a compelling state interest. And if we had an issue with clean drinking water, legislature would have the ability to regulate water and water quality as under that compelling state interest provision. And I think anyone that's, you know, really looked at it, kind of a common sense approach to me, and maybe that's what's missing in a lot of this discussion is the common sense piece. But I think that's pretty plain and simple. The second thing is, as we talk about water, you know, it doesn't matter what we adopt as a state, nothing here is going to overturn the Federal Clean Water Act. And as long as the Clean Water Act is in place, there are protections for water and water quality. We also know, just, you know, kind of this is a longer answer, but Oklahoma's been in the top two or three states in the country the last several years in improving water quality through voluntary measures. So it's not like we don't have a commitment to water quality. And so anybody that wants to assert that is just looking for a soundbite. And I'm just telling you that soundbite's inaccurate because there's nobody that cares more about the water quality than the guys using the water every day. And that would be us. So that's just kind of, I think that's just looking for a soundbite, a way to try to scare people, as our opponents have talked about that. You know, we've got a constitutional amendment to protect hunting and fishing, and yet we still regulate how many deer you can kill, what seasons are, what manner you can hunt them with. We do the same with fishing. You know, we've got rules and regulations that still regulate things that you have a guaranteed right to go do, and nothing in this proposal would keep the state from being able to do that. So I think that there's just a lot of misinformation, a lot of lack of understanding of what the resolution really says. I talked to one legislator in the last couple of days who got a phone call from someone saying, we wanted you to oppose this. And they asked, have you read it? Well, I read part of it. Well, let me read it to you. And they read it back to the person on the phone, and the person on the phone went, that's all it says? That doesn't sound like that does a whole lot to me. And I think that's the piece here that's missing is that most folks haven't read it. And they don't know what it says. And so they're reacting to sound bites that they're hearing. And what I'd encourage everybody to do is just read what it says. Just read the language yourself and understand it. You can find it on the House website or the Senate website, HJR 1012. And I think most folks, when they read it, will go, yeah, this makes pretty good sense. And that's why we're on board with it. We think it makes good sense for the state. We think it's extremely important for agriculture long term, not near term as much as 15, 20 years down the road. And so that's why we're a big proponent of pushing this forward.
Okay. Very good.